As you've no doubt heard, Friday is the 50th anniversary of the assassination of President Kennedy. The timeline is on our watch, and we'll mark the moments as we go through our regular program. But today, NPR's senior business editor Marilyn Geewax had an intriguing suggestion. Let's take a look at Kennedy's economic legacy. When the young U.S. senator took the oath to become president, he faced an economy struggling with rising unemployment, slumping profits, depressed stock prices, not unlike President Obama in 2009. But Marilyn says the similarities mostly end right there. By 1963, employment was booming and the economy was growing at nearly 7%. So what happened? Marilyn Geewax joins us. And Marilyn, start with the president taking office. Economy terrible, 6.8% unemployment, very little growth. So what did President Kennedy do?
He came in with a lot of liberal ideas for stimulating the economy. He really wanted to get things going by spending more. So he did things like increase Social Security benefits. He said that would get people to retire earlier and open up some new jobs. Raise the minimum wage, expanded unemployment benefits, lots more spending for highways, bridges, urban renewal, more welfare benefits. He was really pushing Congress to get the economy moving by increasing government spending.
So on that one hand, a true liberal who wanted to boost government spending, but you say, wait, it's complicated.
Yes, yeah. It's more complicated than that. So at the same time, he also said we really need to cut taxes. And, you know, it seems odd to us now, but at the time he was being criticized by conservatives who said, if he cut taxes, it would worsen the budget deficit. So they wanted to focus on spending cuts and then maybe get to tax cuts later. But he argued that if you cut taxes right now, you would boost the economy because it would put money in more people's pockets and they could go out and spend.
Well, this is amazing on two levels, Marilyn, because first, that conservatives were critical. Taxes were so high at that point.
Well, that's the thing that's pretty amazing about it. He looked at the tax rates, which were really remnants, in a sense, of World War II, when we really needed to raise a lot of money to afford to conduct World War II. And here was the 1960s. He said it's time to adjust that. So when they cut the top marginal tax rate, it was 91%. So, you know, and it went down from there, but the tax rates were outrageously high. So he pushed for across-the-board tax cuts. And, you know, it really opened up this kind of a golden era in the economy. Now, there are lots of reasons for that. But basically, in the mid-1960s, you had deficits started shrinking. Unemployment fell down to 3.8%. Basically, if you could stand up and get to a place of employment, you would get that job. It was really easy to find work.
But as you were just alluding to, when conservatives point to the Kennedy tax cuts as evidence that cutting taxes can cut deficits, you say, economists say when they're that high, you got nowhere to go but down.
Right. So that's the controversy in our day and age now, is a lot of times conservatives point to those tax cuts and say, see, cutting taxes means that you can not have to worry about the budget deficit. They'll pay for themselves because you'll ignite growth and it'll all work out fine. But an awful lot of economists say that's really not the way it works now, because taxes have been cut a lot. Remember, I just said the highest marginal rate was 91%. Well, now it's roughly a third of that. So they say the low-hanging fruit's already been picked. Rates have been cut a lot, and that you don't get that kind of bounce anymore. So there's no point to cutting it further.
Right. Marilyn Geewax, NPR senior business editor. You also point out that he laid the groundwork for the eventual passage of the Civil Rights Act and the Medicare program, which opened up health care for African Americans, which set them on the path to better jobs, more revenue for the country. Fascinating thought as we come up on Friday. Marilyn, thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.